Yeah, look, I think all Australian children and all Australian people can be inspired by Lex's efforts and the efforts of people in Palm Island. You know, it's a community that's been often described in very disparaging terms and often quite inaccurate. I met Lex at McDonald's here in Townsville a couple of years ago and was just so blown away by how he's so not what we saw coming out of the TV, an angry black man. To me, he was a calm, gentle person who cares and loves his children and wants to see the best. And I'm inspired by his sense of courage and passion to put his own life at risk, to stand up for what he believes is right. I think we should all be inspired by that.
There's quite a few people are attending here. Do you think North Queenslanders are more receptive to closing the gap than to say in places like Brisbane and Sydney?
I'm not sure that that we can kind of localise the extent to which people are committed to closing the gap in that kind of way. I've seen very good examples from other places around the country, and there is the sense that right across Australia there is a sense of decency and people want to be committed to making a difference. But we've got to understand the need to embrace the humanity of Aboriginal people and come to the relationship with a sense of belief in the capacity of who we are and what we can achieve as a people. I'm not saying that we need people to feel sorry for us, because there's no integrity in that kind of a future. All we're asking for, and it's not much to ask for, is to come to a relationship with us that's positive, that is high expectations, where our humanity is acknowledged and embraced.
And from what you were saying, it seemed to me that you're mentioning that it's people who are not wanting to be informed or the misinformed, which is leading to the gap remaining open.
Well, clearly from my work right across the country and the work that's occurred for decades, there are so many examples of Aboriginal people and Torres Strait Islander people standing up and saying, hey, I can do this. And when they're embraced with a high expectations agenda, where they're embraced positively, those people truly do make a difference. This is evident all across the country. And so the challenge is for the rest of Australia to start believing in us as a people, start acknowledging and honouring our humanity, so that we can get on to what I would call a stronger, smarter future.
Now, I understand that the wages dispute, which dates back over the last 100 years, it still hasn't quite been finalised. Where would you like to see this go?
Well, we've come a long way, but I won't pretend that we're all the way there. There is a long, long way to go, and we've just got to remain committed. It's not all doom and gloom. There are, as I said, numerous examples of where people are given the right opportunity. We've stood up and set our own path to a positive future. We can do this together, and we don't need to be talked down. We don't need to talk up notions of despair and notions about Aboriginal people being so hopeless and so despicable that we've got to send the army to fix them, or we've got to cut their welfare payments to make kids go to school. As a nation, as a people, we are much better than this. We can do this in a way that is much more honourable.